Ashes, the half, of the Torah Toisha, of the Chiyom of Achicha, Mata Yada Imach, the Zagta Boy, Gev Soisha of Chayimach. The Torah Toisha commands us in Bashes Bahar, the Chiyom of Achicha, if your brother, that's Yomuch, that's Moch, that's weakened, Mata Yada Imach, and his hand leans, Mata Yada Imach, the Zagta Boy. The exact boy, Gev is Soisho Bechaimach. Gev is Soisho Bechaimach. The Pasuk says that if you have a person that falls, Yomach Achi gets weakened. So what do you have to do? You have to be exacted for. You have to. Al tanzok Rashi, al tanicheo sheyed v'yipot. Don't let him fool the ledev. Be yekoshel akimot. El chazkeu mishas moite hayat. Mechazekim from the time that he starts to fall in. The mazet doime the masu ishal achamu. Actually, it's like a masu and a chamu. Idea al achamu. If he's still on the chamu, echad toiz b'mamido. Nafalol et chamisha ei mamido noisoy. Fell to the ground, five people can't get him, build him up again. So my son, he brings the Gvaldik Yisoyd over here from the Mayor Ruben, the Zichron Mayor, say the Zichron Mayor. The Lamaisa, if you say for Lekach Toy, Lamaisa, the Pasuk here is talking about a guy that didn't fall down all the way. He's still, as Rashi says, he's falling down. He's slipping. So the Torah says, don't let him fall all the way down. Make sure before he falls all the way down to pick him up. The Maisa, he brings down that the Yisoy of this halacha is be'etzim the toiv lev of a person. And he says, I'm more than you saw it over here, because with Derek Klam, that when a person falls down totally, Shalom Aizah, over there, if you would say, like, guy, mama's broken down, he's fully broken. So then, you would say that, you know what, if you had to choose, if you're smart, I would say that the guy who comes out, a guy who's fully broken, mama's broken down guy. So, Ani Merudad. So he's mamish bal ches. Guy who helps out a guy who's not that guy has more rachamim. He helps, you know, the guy who helps out a guy's mamish broken. A guy who's only falling a little bit. So okay, no, but it's just the opposite. Because he says a lot of times when a person sees somebody falling down, his mamish arim merudin. The reason why he helps that guy, boy, say in the tchunas hanefesh has nothing to do with chesed, has nothing to do with the rots and toif to help the guy. You saw that dvarim that in Rabbi said then is the etzem, the midah comes from a feeling of avas atzma, it says. You love yourself. I mean, child, it's, you know, you don't want to feel any tzar for the guy. Or you have tzar when you see the guy. So you want to get off your pain. Not kiss about his pain. You see a guy, ve'yishvech ani. So if child is, you don't want to have that, you have certain pain because of it. Why? Because you see a guy, you're all like, I'm going to have tzad to see a guy like that, I have tzad to see the guy, so I want to get off my pay. But we see a guy just falling, slipping a little bit. Then it really to help him out comes because you want to help out as much people as possible. So look at the tzad is that the guy's not mamish b'tzad yet. He's slipping, he's falling down. He's not b'tzad yet. So you can't say that you want to get off your tzad there. The midah of wanting to help such a fellow comes from the etzem amidas achesed, and that's what the Torah wants to tell us over. Ki yomuch achicha, umot yod imach ve'achzakta bo, yeh v'soishav v'chayimach. And let him live with you, let him be equal to you. She should be with you. You have to, as the Rambam says, as the Halacha says. I'm saying the Rabban brings. If he mitzvahs aseilach yoisa, You have to make him live, help him live. And this is one of the greatest mitzvahs in the world, Rabbi. To help somebody even when he's not in a matzah. He's not in a matzah that he totally fell down. Now he's in a matzah of slipping, he's falling. He's in a matzah that he's been schwapped up a little bit. You know, the derech klal, when a guy sees, the mitzvah sees, the guy sees, oh, he's going off the derech. You see a bachur going off the derech. So the ma'isa, the teva is, oh, those bachur, you have to feel such a heart to help them out. You see a bachur in yeshiva, who's not doing so well. But he's in yeshiva, you know, you'll never go over to say a good word, a kind word, or maybe you will a little bit, because far he's in yeshiva. The ma'isa is he slipping in yeshiva? Is he moving forward? Is he going, doing well? Derech klal, you know, not necessarily some guys. But the Ma'aseh, that doesn't bother, that doesn't think twice about going over. And here the Torah says, V'chzakta boy, V'chiyom v'chicha. The Torah says that this is a tremendous koyach of chesed. Because, like we said before, that a guy who's got mamish fell off the one off the derech. So you say, oh, you want, you right? The pshat over there is the same you saw. You can't see that a guy mamish lying on the floor dying. So it's hard for you to see it. You can't see the father's good blood. You can't see the pain of the parents. It's hard for you to see that. You're squeamish about it. You're squeamish about a guy who's dead on the floor. You're squeamish about it. So you're squeaming, you always see a dead cat in the street. So you pick it up, and you're squeamish. Ugh, I can't see the side of blood. So you see a guy, mamish, that mamish, only maruda. You're squeamish, see a guy so smelly, so he has no money. You're squeamish, so to take care of that nikuda to a squeamish guy, so you take what? You go and help him out. But you see a guy didn't fall together. He's just slipping. He's not such a big ani. What should I help him out? I don't care about it. The same thing in the verse in Ruch Nisubosai. And the Torah wants us to be aware. What does that mean, Rabosai? I hold there's another Knetch over here besides his word. The Pshat is there's another Knetch over here. That Be'etzem, and we can say another Knetch. That's what Mayor Rubin's Pshat and the Be'er Yisoy. So if I want to say another Knetch over here. And that is, Rabosai, that when a person falls all the way down, so the mice you could see. And it's easy to help the guy because you could see it. It's very hard to discern it. But I just thought of a Gemalik Nate over here. The Torah wants us to be Balei Chasadim on the highest degree. And that means, Rabbi Yisrael, that we have to pick up and discern any slight fall of a person. That's what the Torah wants us to do. And that's because if we're big Balei Chesed, if that's our midah, so the pshat is if you see someone even slipping, if you see, you'll be looking out for that. If you're big Avas Chesed, you have the meat of Avas Chesed, if you see somebody even smaller, that's a little bit in his money situation, so you want to help out even that degree, because a person understands that even a person falls a little bit of value, that's a big blow to a person. And that's a big blow to anybody. But a person, even if he's a millionaire, but not, if he loses some money, $200,000, it's a big blow to him. All the mice at 40, he's making a lot of money, but we don't realize that that person was living a certain lifestyle. It's a big blow to him. Who's going to discern that fool, Rabbi? The fool that a guy falls, he was a millionaire, and the next day he became an Ani Merudah, and he has no money. So everybody sees it, you know? All his cars are being sold, his foreclosure on his home. So finally the neighbor's going to go over, wants to bring over some nice, you know, brownies. Specially made brownies for Tveres Chaim. Rather to get him back, you know, going, you know, get him high again. Not that kind, Rabbi. But seriously, that will do. But a guy sees a guy fall a little bit, Rabbi said. Who's going to discern? Who's going to go? A guy fell. He had a big loss now in the stock market. Lost 200,000. Who's going to discern and go over to the guy? Who's going to do that? You know who's going to do that, Rabbi said? You know who's going to do that? A big person who's Avos Chesed. A person who's Avos Chesed. A person has tremendous Avos Chesed, he's looking out for even the small falls because he realizes that in that person's life he had a nefilah and he had something lost him. And if because you have chon and your love of Chesed, you want to look out even for the small things. I mean, we're saying a whole new chat over here. That's what the Torah is telling us. Be the Abba Baal Chesed that sees even the fall of a person to a small degree. Which you have to know when a person starts to fall, it can lead to a tremendous downfall. And therefore, chap it around. That's what Rashi says, chap it around. But the Torah is telling us, be the Avos Chesed one that sees the little amount of fall. It's very easy to discern the big fall. But see the small falls. See the fact that the person's slipping a little. Be concerned for somebody else. That if his life is a little bit less, you should be, again, like I said, even if you say that when you have rachmonos on the person, not like his work, because Abba's after, even for the, but the pshat is that you only discerned it now. Oh, I only just realized, you know, the Bach is not doing well. It's been 3 weeks since he's made the base medrash. I just figured out right now that it can't be strep anymore. There's no such, should never record in the history that a person had a 3 week strep. A 4 week strep that he had. But a 3 week strep he never had. So what's going on? It must be he has an aphelia. That we can see, he's lying in bed all day. 3 weeks straight. But if he has 2 days, 3 days, we're going to say, no one notices. No one sees. You know who's going to notice? A Baal Chesed. He'll start to see. Like one day, a guy doesn't look so well. 2 days, he looks differently. You go over, and you ask what's going on. And a lot of times you find out he's starting to fall a little bit. He's starting to slip a little bit. And at that moment, to be Mexican, Rabbi said, that's an unbelievable Zahra, Rabbi said. Because you have to realize they perform much more. But who's going to discern that? Only the true Baal Chesed. The one who's a shtickle Baal Chesed, so when he falls a big thing, so he sees the big fall, he has Rachmanis then. The act of mercy comes out. But who's going to discern even the little fall, the small amount of fall? That only a person, the Torah wants, even it prescribes for a person who's a tremendous Baal Chesed. And he's always looking out for the toiv of somebody else. And he's going to see that his roommate's not getting up for 2 days in a row. Oh, maybe he fell into a reed already. He's not off the derech already. He didn't fall out of it. But he went down a little bit in his regular. Maybe go over, say, maybe make a chavrusa with him. Maybe talk to him. Maybe speak to a rebbe of his. I think my chavrusa, my thing, is a little bit. He said a statement yesterday. Is a still a Pesach? Why do we have to always wait till he falls all the way? And that's much harder to bring him back, Rabbi Zai. That's what a true Baal Chesed, a person that's doing for other Rabbi Zai. He sees something going on in somebody else's life. That's a little bit, he sees something wrong in the other person. He goes out, he looks into it, tries to find out what it is, tries to help the person. That's the mitzvah of Echzak, the boy, what the Torah is saying. The Torah wants, if we start to fall a little bit, Echzak, the boy, don't let him slip out. It's a tremendous mitzvah to try to mechaya somebody, and that's this stage, because we don't realize once he falls, it's going to be so hard to help him. The Torah wants to look out for that also. Be such a person that even the small falls that are going on in your friend's life, whether it's financially, whether it's gashmistic, or especially in ruchni, as Rabbi said, be concerned for it, look out for it. And be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, a person learns to look out for his others, the others, Rabbi said, to be such an oyev chesed, that he's looking out for any type of nefila by his friend. Not that we're looking out for the nefila, but looking out if something's going on in the friend's life that could be, you could help. You could try in some way, but say, you don't know what it is. Sometimes a nice word. Sometimes having a small feeling, you fall out of it. The guy gives him one nice word, says one nice thing. Oh, you know, he's such a crush of a bacha. And he didn't realize how he was nechshav in that. And this bacha said it to him, but that, and that gave him such confidence that pulled him out of that matzav and prevented the big fall, but that, which could be detrimental, could take months and weeks to pick him up. As Rashi says, once you fall out, five people can't pick you up. And without one kind word, you stop the fall, Rabbi Zai. Without one thing, you know what? I'll learn with you, maybe I'll make a chavrus with you, I'll wake you up at Dam, and who knows why, Rabbi Zai. You stop the fall, Rabbi Zai. The Torah considers it one of the greatest things in the world. The Chzak, the boy, is Yizurcha to that Madrega, and Be'ez HaShem, Yizurcha to Avas Chesed.